You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Sure is. We've got in the studio, we've got Alice Canton here today. How are you, Alice?
I'm so good. I'm living, loving, laughing life.
Love to hear it. And we've also got joined with us Keegan Cartfront, who's here to talk with us about Anti, a show about a family forced to meet at the intersection of queer love, religious expectations, tragic heroines, and black womanhood at Basement Theatre next week. How are you, Keegan?
I am great. Thank you. It's a beautiful day here in Tamaki Makaurau.
I think sure no is. Small feat. We're just here to like basically talk through categorically, like kind of like deconstruct sort of social, cultural, Semitic like constructs.
Yeah, and that can be done in 10 minutes, surely.
Yeah, easy is. Keegan, so amazing. Keegan and I went to drama school together.
Yes.
So basically we've seen each other at our worst.
And have not recovered since.
Okay. I'm still in therapy. But we're here to talk about your show Anti, which opens at the Basement on Tuesday. It's a solo work.
Yes, for my sins.
Yes. I was just about to say I love the solo form because for me it's such a great way to see how artists and performers sort of what you choose to kind of hold on to, how you're going to work around things, who your scene partner is, how you operate moment to moment to moment, which as an actor, you know, you kind of presumably have scene partners and stuff, but not so much with solo. Talk to us about Anti. What, you've written the work?
I have.
And you're performing in it?
Yes, I'm not sane.
That is wild. That is so wild. And I think most people think, isn't that a normal thing to do? But it, well, what is normal? But also, it's bloody challenging because there's got to be a point where you lock the playwright out of the rehearsal room, right? So talk to me about the process, first of all, of writing this work. And I want to then know about this transition to performing. So
sure.
The written word.
The written word. Well, Anti sort of has sort of trampolined off my obsession, my 10-year obsession with Antigone. For 10 years, sort of just out of drama school, so like 2014 or so, Antigone came sort of into my lap and I was like, I got to do the show. But I couldn't figure out why I'd sort of been, I don't know, hit with that inspiration stick. And then about 2 years ago, I realized that, I'd been sort of waiting to use it as a way to discuss queerness in families and in families especially that are rule-based and where queerness is distinctly against the rules, in a way that Antigone sort of defies state for the sake of what she believes to be true and right. And so about 2 years ago, I started writing the play, and it looked very different to what it is now. Mm. It is now, yeah, a solo show because I realized that if I'm writing about my lived experience, then I guess the truest way to do that is to like do it, I guess, autoethnographically and use my own body, much to my very own dismay every day.
You're like, why did I do this? Why did I as an artist make these choices?
Yeah.
But then there's something kind of interesting about the representation of the self on stage, right? Mm-hmm. Because it is you, but then also it's not you, you know?
Yeah,
you're like, we all contain multitudes, etc. And you've made choices as a playwright to construct this narrative. So is it a narrative? Like, how does the work, without giving away too much, mm-hmm. how does it unfold? Like, is it kind of like a fourth wall realism drama, or is it kind of more postmodern, like wacky doodah, like swinging from the chandelier kind of
It is not a pink concert.
Oh, damn it.
I'm so sorry. No, it is absolutely talking to the audience. It utilizes sort of the theater in the way that I enjoy it the most as an audience member, which is trying to use all elements. So like there are some like fourth wall type elements in it, which you will see when you come to the show.
Oh, yes.
But for the most part, it acknowledges that theatre is a communion between the people on stage and the spectators. And
yes.
So it works with that, which yes. I find absolutely terrifying because that is not my comfort zone. I want to be unperceived for as long as possible, which is why I've chosen acting.
Yeah. Oh, we're all so fucked up. This is the other thing, is like going on stage to deconstruct these ideas that are really close to you, that are really, and presumably they're challenging things to talk about. What is the difference between, you know, trying to talk about it in a non-theatre space versus a theatre space? I guess why theatre is the question here.
Theatre, I think gives me, I can't speak for all artists, but for me, it gives me a beautiful cushion between a hard truth and a soft truth. And I can sort of traverse that membrane between the two by putting sort of jokes around the thing and a narrative and a story and a character whose name isn't Keegan. And right. It allows for sort of what is that adage? You get the audience laughing, and then while their mouth is open, you shove the medicine in.
Yes,
I think that's why theatre, that's why that particular medium, is because you get to live in the moment, feel the audience's heartbeat, hear their breath, and hear when they've changed, and they can hear when you've changed.
Yes.
And so that has been a really beautiful... a beautiful journey to discover, because with the work talking specifically about queerness and religion, and also through that sort of the result of colonization on the African peoples, because they were queer before the white man came, and
yes.
sort of trying to break through those sort of rules that were put on us. It has been really wonderful to have little showings and people coming into open rehearsals and hearing their breath change, and then speaking to them afterwards going, you've just told a story that I feel, that I believe in, and I haven't had the chance to speak to my dad about it, so I'm going to go home and try and do that.
Oh.
And so that's why theatre, because you can have the conversation during and after and keep it going. It's not just a film that you can press pause on, I guess.
Yes. I think sometimes with these works as well, people are... there's an evocation of a feeling or a thought, but sometimes it doesn't quite come to the surface as an audience member in the moment. It's actually when... It might not even be the drive home. It could be weeks later where it begins to sort of calcify in your heart or in your head, and then it can hit you 4 weeks later, and then you're like,
totally.
I mean, the amounts of times I've done that where I've, and sorry, my baby is crying in the background, has really kind of hit you, and you're not kind of expecting it, or there's an image that sticks with you, and you kind of end up going like, that's what that metaphor was, or there was a lighting change that was really significant and that really hit me in that way, which is why I go theatre over books, you know, or whatever, or movies. It's on The Basement. It opens on Tuesday.
Yeah.
You've got 6 shows, because I believe you've also added a matinee.
We have, specifically for babies, actually.
Oh, really?
Because a lot of parents, you know, the theatre is kind of inaccessible, or anything's inaccessible for parents.
Yes.
So it's not that it's a child-friendly show, but it's a people-friendly show.
A people-friendly show.
Bring your babies to the matinee.
Yeah, gorgeous. We love that. Who is this show for? Is it for other black queer artists, or is it for the white folk? Like, who should come to see this work, do you reckon?
Anyone who has ever questioned whether what they've been taught to believe, how they've been taught to behave, is an absolute truth, or something that's sort of been handed down to them by an entity that is hungry for power. So those people should come to the play, regardless of their race. It's also for people who believe in love and the equality of love, I guess.
Yes.
And I think it's also for hopeless romantics. People whom the springs of hope never run dry. It's for them, and also for Catholic grandmothers, so maybe bring them along too.
Oh my gosh. And maybe some like Greek theatre aficionados, who knows?
I mean, they can come along for sure, but they might hate what I've done
to
the play. So yeah, come along.
We love a hate
watch.
Throw tomatoes. we're talking to Keegan. Honestly, Keegan, you can hear just in our conversation this razor sharp mind, and as a performer, completely captivating. I'm excited to see you tread the boards, because I think it's been literally years since I've seen you on stage. Opening on Tuesday, running for the week at The Basement. You go to basementtheatre.co.nz to get your ticket. Absolutely go to the show. Like, how often does work which recontextualizes ancient theatre for a queer, literal cathartic black experience through a solo body on stage? Like, how often do you get that, Tamaki Makaurau? Like, honestly, how often does this experience come along? You've got an amazing crew as well. I just wanted to shout out to Dione Joseph and Sam Phillips, have directed you, co-directed you on this work. It's going to be, I'm like, anti.
Yeah.
It's going to be anti.
Yeah. It bloody is.
I also think look, the sun is starting to shine. Going back to the theatre, get yourself a little drink or like have a little dinner. I think it's an 8 p.m. show. So you can even like grab a little bit of food from Tanuki's and then like hop on down to the basement.
Classic.
I know, we love a Tanuki's basement combo. Yeah, truly. Yeah. I was just saying, maybe I'll spend my baby credits and come and see some theatre next week. So I'm looking forward to hearing how it all goes, Keegan. Thanks very much for coming in today.
Thank you both for coming in. Thank you so much. That was Stage Direction. That was Keegan Carfrunch speaking to Alice Canton about Anti. You can get tickets from basementtheatre.co.nz. We'll be right back after a short break to give you your arts guide for the week.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.